Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest was a scout with the OHL Sudbury Wolves for a number of years and just wrapped up his first season in the CJHL. Now join us as the general manager of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's Rayside Belfour Canadiens, Jeff Forsyth. Jeff, welcome to the show. How and where are you holding up during this quarantine?
Hey, thanks for having us, Gino. I'm back at home in Sudbury here, spending a lot of time with my wife and two kids, and my daily job in the mining sector here is it keeps me busy, my responsibilities, and I'm going to work every morning, coming back. It's a regular routine for me. Hockey side's a little different. It's slow and a lot of uncertainty here. Hopefully in the coming weeks and months, we get some good news and start to prepare for what's ahead of us.
Do you find you're getting a lot of calls from players, parents, and other teams and organizations maybe asking you a question because you're there in a position of leadership with the Canadiens, and yet you're waiting to hear the information from other people in positions of leadership from the province itself trying to determine where and when what happens next year?
Yeah, we're definitely feeling a lot of calls from prospects, families, agents, you know, other teams within our league, outside of our league, within the CJHL, just to kind of get a feel for where we're headed. Right now, our stance is we're proceeding as if we're going to start training camp in August or early September here. We're not going to change our plan. We don't want to be blindsided by anything. We just want to move forward and prepare for the same season we had this year.
You've seen a lot of transition on yourself now. You're a general manager and head coach right now for Rayside Belfour. Before that, you spent years scouting the Ontario Hockey League as the Sudbury Wolves, with the Sudbury Wolves. Give us an idea of what that transition was like for you over the last 12 months.
To be honest, it was pretty seamless having the opportunity to work with Rob Papineau and Corey Stillman and the staff there in Sudbury. I got a behind-the-scenes look, being a local guy, on what really happens behind the scenes in as far as scouting, player recruitment, the coaches, medical, training personnel, all those people. And my real passion outside of coaching was player recruitment. I love evaluating players, getting to know their families and see, you know, if we're a perfect fit for them and they're a perfect fit for us. It doesn't make bringing a great hockey player in just doesn't make your team better. It's you got to check all the boxes as far as being a great person, because I really believe that before you're an elite hockey player, you need to be an outstanding individual.
We have to take advantage of the fact that you've been out there as a scout, you know, shaking the bushes, trying to meet players. There's a lot of people right now listening from coast to coast, players who want to know what you're looking for in a player as a scout, and other people who are wondering, what does a scout do on a day-to-day job? Give us a sense of what that responsibility of a scout was. How much traveling did that entail?
It's a lot of travel. I will say it's something that anybody looking to get into it, you have to be passionate about it, because at the end of the day, some weekends on those big showcase and tournament weekends, you're looking at 10 to 12 hours a day in a cold rink. It's a grind. But on the flip side of it, you really get to be part of something special. Any major junior or CJHL organization that, you know, treats you right, it's an enjoyable career. Most teams don't have a huge budget, so it's kind of a hobby, if I can say that.
What kind of recommendations, suggestions would you give to parents and to young kids who are maybe 13, 14 years of age and they're hoping to be spotted by a scout? What kind of things would you tell them, generally speaking?
For me, it's the biggest thing is just get out. Expose yourself both on and off the ice, your body language on the ice. I mean, you're going to have good shifts, you're going to have bad shifts. Get out there. If you have a bad shift, just get off the ice, press the reset button, get back out and get back to work and be the player you can be. Coming out of the rinks, always know there could be a set of eyes on you. If you're coming out of the dressing room and you had a bad game, I mean, we all have bad days, but we got to learn to channel those emotions and, you know, be happy, enjoy this, because I think this COVID, or this pandemic has really pushed us in a direction to enjoy and savor every moment you do have in the rink, because when it's taken away quickly, you really do tend to miss it.
And now, as much as you missed that, you certainly enjoyed the transition, because Rayside Belfour won the NOJHL's West Division title. You guys finished third overall in the 12-team league. Did you expect the transition to be that smooth for you personally?
Nope. I could tell you there's a lot of people to thank behind the scenes here. I was challenged a lot because we went with a very young team in Sudbury, which isn't common for, you know, success in CJHL. We were young. We were not a big team, and people said, "Well, I don't think you're going to be successful. You're not big enough." I really believe in the youth of our game. You know, you look at the kids that hopefully are moving on from our team to Major Junior, wherever that may be, and you know, they're the elite athletes out there, and you got to surround them with good leadership, and that's what our older guys did for us, was have that that strong leadership group to help drive the bus when things got a little murky.
Well, Jeff, congratulations on a terrific start at this level, and we appreciate the insight you gave us in the scouting. I'm sure there's a lot of young fans and players and parents who really appreciate your input. Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy, and stay safe, guys.
You too. That was Rayside Belfour Canadiens general manager Jeff Forsyth. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.